Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says BrahMos is not just a missile but a symbol of India's growing indigenous capabilities. In Bangladesh, massive fire erupts at Dhaka Airport cargo area, halting all flights as firefighters battle blaze. Human rights groups warn of escalating abuses by Pakistani authorities in Balochistan. Indian missions worldwide celebrate Diwali, spreading message of unity and cultural heritage. And in badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma reaches girls' singles final at BWF World Junior Championships 2025 in Guwahati. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that BrahMos is not just a missile but a symbol of India's growing indigenous defence capabilities. He was speaking after flagging off the first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured at the BrahMos Aerospace Unit in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. He said a combination of speed, accuracy and power makes BrahMos one of the world's best systems. Mr. Singh expressed confidence that the country's adversaries will no longer be able to escape from BrahMos. He emphasized that today India stands at a point where it is strengthening its security and demonstrating to the world that it is a credible partner in defense and technology. He stressed that achievements such as the BrahMos have proved that Made in India is no longer a slogan but a global brand.
This facility has been built in 200 acres and its total cost around 380 crore rupees. And hundreds of people will get employment in this facility at peak time. This project is not only a defense facility but also a new road to employment and development. If we talk about output, every year 100 missile system will be made and launched from here. Missile system will be provided to Army, Navy and Air Force. This means that production will be for all three services and it will also contribute to future development.
In Bangladesh, a massive fire broke out in the cargo area of Dhaka's Hazrat Shah Jalal International Airport HSIA this afternoon, forcing authorities to suspend all flight operations as firefighters battled to bring the blaze under control. According to the fire service and civil defense, a total of 32 firefighting units were deployed to the scene, with 14 units already engaged in firefighting efforts and 18 more en route. An HSIA spokesperson said efforts are underway to contain the fire. The inter-services public relations said teams from the Bangladesh Civil Aviation Authority, Bangladesh Fire Service and two fire units of the Bangladesh Air Force were jointly working to extinguish the blaze. Authorities have not yet determined the cause of the fire or the extent of damage, but airport sources said operations remain temporarily halted as emergency crews continue their efforts. Human rights organization Baloch Yakjehti Committee, BYC, today highlighted a surge in enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings and torture by Pakistani authorities across Balochistan. The BYC stated that human rights violations against Baloch civilians have intensified as Pakistan tightened its control using both force and legal measures, a report.
Leading human rights groups say that at least three Baloch students have been forcibly disappeared by the Pakistani security forces in Balochistan. Three Baloch students, Wahab Baloch, Nazir Baloch and Asad Baloch, were recently detained by Pakistani security forces and remain missing. Groups like PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department and Baloch Voice for Justice claim these students were forcibly taken from areas including Quetta and Pasni between October 16th and 17th. The latest incident comes against the backdrop of a continuing cycle of persecution marked by a surge in enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings and torture across the province. Rights organizations are increasingly critical of the Pakistani state's policy of victimizing Baloch youth and demand the students' immediate safe return. The Human Rights Council of Balochistan condemned an ongoing military operation in the Zehri region of Khuzdar. Aparajita Nair, World News, Akashvani.
Indian diplomatic missions across the globe celebrated Diwali, the festival of lights, highlighting the country's vibrant cultural heritage. and its universal message of unity and harmony. In Japan, students, faculty and the Indian community celebrated Diwali at Shimane University. In a video address, Sharshida Fair R. Madhusudan highlighted the growing India-Japan friendship and cultural exchange. The embassy said Indian students and faculty across Japan are joining the festivities, reflecting the nation's enduring bond. In Myanmar, the Myanmar-India Friendship Association and Indian diaspora groups celebrated Diwali at Yangon's National Theatre, highlighting India's cultural diversity and the message of unity. In Hungary, Hindi students at the Amrita Shergill Cultural Centre in Budapest marked the festival with traditional events. In Fiji, Suva Police Headquarters celebrated Diwali, calling for renewed commitment to justice and recognising the Indo-Fijian community's vital role in the nation's social fabric. In Dubai, Indian Consul General Satish Sivan inaugurated the Diwali festival at Al Saif, extending warm wishes to the Indian diaspora and celebrating the festival's spirit of light and togetherness. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, in collaboration with the World Health Organization, today announced a global call for abstracts highlighting impactful and scalable applications of artificial intelligence in health systems. In a statement, the ministry said that shortlisted entries will be invited to contribute a chapter to the casebook on AI health use cases across the Global South. It added that this casebook will serve as a comprehensive reference for policymakers, innovators and researchers seeking to replicate and scale successfully implemented AI solutions. The picturesque Slovenian town of Bled has been named one of the world's best tourism villages 2025 by the UN Tourism Agency, recognizing its commitment to sustainable community-based tourism. Famed for its glacial lake, island church and medieval clifftop castle, Bled joins a global network of rural destinations preserving natural and cultural heritage while promoting responsible travel. A UAE humanitarian ship departed today for the Gaza Strip as part of Operation Chivalrous Knight 3, carrying 7,200 tons of relief supplies aimed at easing the humanitarian crisis in the region. The shipment includes 4,680 tons of essential food supplies, 2,160 tons of shelter materials, including tents and winter clothing, 360 tons of medical aid and four large water tanks. In Mozambique, at least three Indian nationals have died and five others remain missing after a launch boat carrying crew members of a tanker capsized. According to the Indian High Commission in Mozambique, the incident occurred yesterday during a reported routine transfer of crew members to a vessel anchored offshore. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma booked her place in the girls' singles final at the BWF World Junior Championships 2025 in Guwahati today, with a comfortable win against China's Liu Xia 15-11-15-9 in the semifinals at the National Centre of Excellence. Tanvi became only the fifth Indian badminton player to reach a World Junior Final. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says BrahMos is not just a missile, but a symbol of India's growing indigenous capabilities. In Bangladesh, massive fire erupts at Dhaka Airport cargo area, halting all flights as firefighters battle blaze. Human rights groups warn of escalating abuses by Pakistani authorities in Baluchistan. Indian missions worldwide celebrate Diwali, spreading message of unity and cultural heritage. And in badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma reaches girls' singles final at BWF World Junior Championships 2025 in Guwahati. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.